The following is about the archaeology of the mind, or more accurately, the study of past belief systems. Recall that beliefs were on the top rung of Hawke's ladder of inference, the levels of archaeological interpretation. Hawke's put them on top because he thought this was the hardest interpretive task for archaeologists to reach. You can see why. Beliefs themselves are intangible and abstract. But our beliefs are often expressed in material form through activities, art, and architecture. Many post-processualists and even some more scientifically oriented processualists would say that an archaeology of the mind is not as abstract as Hawke's imagined. Some would say that to know the past, we have to consider belief systems.